Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
OG wrote a column last week.
I did.
Little Slick Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got?
Headline was Slick Nick and the Art of the Dodge.
Oh, my. You ain't talking about trucks either.
I am not talking about trucks, but that is the truck that I drive. I am not. We could see this coming, you and I and others, but I'm saying on this show, we could see this coming after the ouster of Jack Easterby, which he spoke about vaguely with Sean and Seth. There's nowhere else to look. That's the good news, Nick Caserio, and bad news. Nick Caserio has total control. Everybody knows it. It's his baby. Bad news is he's gotten such a great pass, such an easy pass these first couple of years.
Yeah, and I think, and I don't mind the pass for the previous. Like, getting through this mud was not easy. So I actually have an appreciation for that.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that, how hard that was.
Yeah. It's like I said in the column, though, he's been slicker than Teflon and about as interesting. But none of us have cared. I mean, we haven't mattered. You and I have been as big an advocate of Caserio as anybody, because he's smart, he's polished.
He's not O'Brien.
He's not O'Brien. He seems to be to have some sort of plan. I've been lockstep with the plan of how this rebuild was going to start. Just clear the decks year one, start the rebuild with more draft picks year two, and then go from there. So that's where we are now. We're going from there. And it's Nick Caserio's baby. It is on him.
This was hilarious. This was Nick Caserio being asked about, you know, culture guys, Kamu Grugier-Hill, Brandon Cooks. And Seth asked a good follow-up, but this was the initial response from Nick Caserio talking about, you know, the culture issues with Kamu Grugier-Hill specifically.
Yeah, I would say it's a fairly, everything is nuanced, and I would just say, generally speaking, this is an indictment.
What he's using these, like, new, what does he mean nuanced? It's either Kamu Grugier-Hill didn't want to be here, or you were going to release Kamu Grugier-Hill regardless. Like, there's nothing nuanced there. Like, it's actually the opposite of nuance.
Well, but he's saying that the story, we didn't get the story right.
Okay, well, then but tell
he
us
didn't
what
tell
the story
us,
is.
Yes, he didn't tell us what was wrong.
Indictment against you or Seth or anybody else. Mm-hmm. But I would say I think we all have to be careful of believing everything that what some reporter says. Well, here's what Nick said, or here's
all right,
what's
set
going
on.
And
set it straight. Tell us what it is, right?
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Until you really have all the facts, I think it's hard to make an assessment about like what the situation actually is. I would say in those particular situations, quite frankly, Sean, I think there's been some mischaracterization, but that's okay. That's
fine.
The world in which we live.
Like, cool.
I mean, that's the way it is. So we felt like the best thing was for us to just kind of part ways. I would say what's reported and what's said about how we ended up at that point, quite frankly, I think is inaccurate. But, I mean, that's okay.
All right, enlighten us. Tell us what would be more – you don't have to give us the details, but tell us what would be a little more, you know, enlightened on what really happened.
Yeah, you just – like, this is the same stuff that we always – like, it's very similar to what, like, the O'Brien used to be. Like, I've heard – well, they're just not facts. Okay, well, tell me what's up. Oh, you don't know. Okay. Cool.
the day and age in which we live. So understanding that you all have a job to do, you do it very well, but I think some people, quite frankly, don't do it as well as maybe the perception is. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And I'll be honest. Okay. I'll be honest.
Is that at the end? Sean liked that answer, didn't he? Sean loved that one.
So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. The thing that kind of triggered me there is, first of all, are you good at your job? Like, and I'm not, look, I think Nick Cassero did a good job of cleaning up the mess, but who are you to say who's good at their job and who's bad at their job? And the thing that really triggered me there is I've seen that same text message. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was Jack Easterby sending text messages to other media types. And whenever something happened that he didn't like, multiple occasions, multiple texts, I've seen him say, well, you know, you're actually good at your job. A lot of people aren't good at their job. So when I heard that, I was like, yeah. Okay, I've definitely seen that before, buddy. Yeah. After the Easterby, I've seen that message. I've seen that said. So as much as we feel like we're getting out of the Easterby business, are we really that much out of the Easterby business? Because I've seen that exact thing said by Jack. I saw it.
I've been told by people who have been around this club, take it for what it's worth. Could be total me not being good at my job, you know? But I've been told by people around this club that Nick has literally said, I don't play grab ass with the media. Literally said those words. Which I'm fine with that. But then he proceeds to tell certain media members one thing, deal with other media members as well, Albert Breer, et cetera, all those guys. So which one is it? And then to tell us like who's doing a good job or not, well, that's certainly you're right, and it's your opinion. But a good job is the right questions, right? A good job is questions that fans want to know. A good job is following up with maybe a little more, you know, specificity when you're being incredibly vague and talking about systems and processes and global views and all these other and nuance. That's what good is. There are very few things I know more than Nick Cassero about when it comes to football. I'll be happy to admit that. I know a lot, but I don't know nearly as much as him. I know what a good job is on this end.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And for him to say that was arrogant. And then for Lovie Smith to control the press conference like he's the White House press secretary or something. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I think the GM of the Texans should speak every week because there's a reason. And this is my biggest fear for Nick Cassero right now. And this is where, if you're Cal and Hannah, like this is where you might need to get out of the Cassero business. If they're upset that there was a leak last week and that's what they're focused on about Wednesday, it's how the hell did this get out? There's a leak.
Yeah.
You don't have a chance in hell.
Priorities are skewed.
You have no chance in hell with Nick Cassero if that's what they're worried about is that, oh, this leaked out. Because that's going to happen in this day and age. That's going to happen. So if you're obsessing over that, you're focusing on the last thing that you should be focusing on. You should honestly, like, there should be like some sort of evaluation where you say, okay, maybe this is dated. Maybe this didn't work. Okay, the Jets did it. By the way, what would the score have been yesterday if Miami hadn't gotten that competitive advantage that Lovie talked about?
Did they get a competitive advantage?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Lovie said it's a competitive advantage.
Well, good. Well, then he kept it under wraps until Friday.
But
remember, they weren't splitting reps, except they were splitting reps.
But if they're obsessing over that, John, then that's a problem. Because that should not be what you're concerned about. How did this leak out?
I agree.
You know how it leaked out? Because agents told media types.
Yes.
That's how it leaked out. That's what happens these days. The Tom Brady days, all that type of stuff. So I hope they're at least like taking a step back. Although Lovie Smith just went up there and said, "You guys guessed right." No, I didn't guess anything. They got text messages from agents.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my biggest concern is that's what Nick Cassero is upset about, that it leaked out.
That's the priority they're making.
Yes,
that's the story. And then, golly, I just still can't get over. Minutes after Lovie, but I still can't get over. They were so tied in with sending out this narrative that does not, that, you know, that's vague about who's going to be starting the starting quarterback. that they actually split reps for a guy that hadn't started a game since 2020.
They split reps at least during the media availability. Now, they'll say they didn't split reps, but they did. Like they literally did.
Kyle Allen said they did. The quarterback.
Yes.
The guy who was allegedly not splitting reps as much.
Just so that people wouldn't know.
He said they were splitting reps. That's a direct quote. That's not, an assumption. He said that. Then on TV, they have these Saturday meetings with the staffs, right, and front office people.
I thought we were through this, man.
On TV, they said Kyle Allen split reps. He found out Friday, split reps with Davis Mills. And then afterwards, Lovey's like, well, I still don't even understand.
I thought we were done. I thought we were done with like, the bad football is fine.
Yeah.
But I thought we were done with clown shows like this.
That was my first big takeaway this morning. We all thought they were past dysfunction. We all thought the dysfunction was over. And then dysfunction again falls in our laps.
Coming up, in-game OBS, the landlock OBS coming up. Nick Caserio needs to be proactively evaluated. And there's some other things that need to be looked at as well. But not all is bad. I promise you, there is some good stuff. We'll focus on some of the positives, like Lovey Smith asked us to do. Reaction Monday continues next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.